Vermont House, No Right to Life for Unborn Babies. By Dr. Susan Berry on February 22, 2019. The Vermont House passed a bill Thursday that allows elected abortions until birth for any reason and strips the right to life from unborn babies. It goes further than the other states that have laws because those other states typically talk about access to abortion until viability, said Elizabeth Nash, a state policy analyst at the pro-abortion rights Guttmacher Institute, according to VT Digger. The state house voted 106-36 in favor of H0057, which was introduced by Dem. State Representative Ann Pugh and has 90 co-sponsors. The measure declares abortion to be a fundamental right and states a fertilized egg, embryo, or fetus shall not have independent rights under Vermont law. No state or local law enforcement shall prosecute any individual for inducing, performing, or attempting to induce or perform the individual's own abortion, the bill adds. Pro-Life Media Life News tweeted. I'm really pleased that we had such a strong vote on this bill, said Democrat State House Speaker Mitzi Johnson, reported CAX. I think it really speaks to what Vermonters believe and what Vermonters want in terms of access to health care. Opponents to the bill described it as extreme. This is not about limiting access, said State Representative Ann Donahue, a Republican. This is about protecting children. Protecting those who are not yet at the point of having full maturity to make a decision. And in fact, aren't permitted to make other healthcare decisions. According to CAX, Republicans proposed 6 amendments to the legislation, including one that would require parental consent for a minor to have an abortion, but all were shot down. It astounds me that you cannot in school give a child an aspirin because they might have a negative reaction to it. But at the same time it is perfectly fine to tell a child, if you are pregnant and want an abortion, that's great. Don't worry about telling your parents, said Republican State Representative Mariana Gamache. The bill now heads to the Vermont Senate, where it is expected to pass. VT Digger reports Republican Governor Phil Scott, who says he is pro-choice, has not announced his decision about whether he would sign such a bill. Mary Hahn Beerworth, executive director of Vermont Right to Life, released a statement Friday on the state house's vote in favor of the bill. While Vermont already places no restrictions on abortion, Alexandra DeSantis observed at National Review. This legislation is far more radical than the recent expansion of late-term abortion in New York, as well as the proposed expansions in Virginia and Rhode Island. Those bills allow abortion for any reason up to viability and essentially allow for abortion up to birth, creating health exceptions that are often loosely interpreted to permit abortion on demand after viability as well. The Vermont legislation, however, offers a blanket permission slip for any and all abortion, throughout the pregnancy, and for any reason, she noted.